Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Psalm 147, 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. I think Wesley is possibly desiring one of two things here, either for 1,000 different languages, or 1,000 mouths, or both, but all for one purpose, that he may have even greater capacity to sing the praises of God. Ask God to help you make the most of every resource at your disposal to bring him praise. My dear Redeemer's praise. Hebrews 13:15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Our Redeemer, through his redemptive action, grants us the access that allows us to even offer any praise at all. Take advantage of that freedom to use your lips to bring him praise right now, and then ask him to help you never stop. The glories of my God and King. Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We'll focus on Jesus' name in the next stanza, but for now, simply thank him that you have the great treasure of being able to choose to use your tongue to worship him now. The triumphs of his grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. A triumph is a great victory or achievement. Your redemption is at once a triumph of grace and a demonstration of the triumph of God's grace. Do not hesitate to make your weaknesses known, for they demonstrate the power and victory of our God. How might you humbly do that today? Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.